on great radio stations all across America. It's The National Defense with Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry.
The National Defense is made possible by Ford. Go further. By The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. By Subway. Introducing the Italian hero from Subway. Stacked with capicola, mortadella, and Genoa salami with oil, vinegar, and oregano. Taste the authentic flavor of the Subway Italian hero, limited time only. By PenFed Credit Union. PenFed's got great rates for everyone. And by Sam's Club. Sam's Club is thanking those who serve. Active and former members of the U.S. military are invited to join or renew their membership with up to a $25 gift card simply for signing up. Join or renew today. See Club for details.
This is the National Defense, Randy Miller, along with Jerry Newberry. As always, our dedication.
Hey, this show's for you, the men and women serving on active duty in the Guard and Reserves. It's for the millions of veterans out there, and it's for all their families. We're here for you. We love you. God bless you.
Hey, this is great. It's Randy Miller and another project that is going on. Brad Hoops is with us. Brad, how are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Good. So, Brad, what is your background in terms of veterans?
Well, you know, I guess I really don't have a background. When I got out of college and in 84, I went to enlist in the Air Force, and the recruiter said, "Well, you don't have we've got nothing going on. My officer programs are filled up. You've got a college degree. You don't want to go in and enlist, man." So he physically pushed me out of his office, but
how rude.
My regret is I didn't look into the other service branches. I went in the Air Force because my dad had been in the Air Force, but anyway, I just I've always had a lot of respect for just a deep respect and awe for what veterans did and continue to do. And so about 13 years ago, I read an article about how the Library of Congress collects veteran stories. So
right.
I thought, why not try to do something on the local level? So I went out, bought a video camera, and just started to do veteran interviews.
Yeah, so this is interesting. It's something that everybody can do. You know, everybody always says to us, you know, how do we help? What do we do? I'm just one person, that kind of a thing. You went out, bought a video camera, and said, I'm going to start recording these stories and saving these, and I guess it started out as the Northern Colorado Veteran History Project, right?
Correct, yes. Yeah, I'm up here in Northern Colorado.
Okay, so, and what kind of response, when you started trying to preserve these, first of all, how did you find the veterans?
Well, it kind of started out fairly slow in the beginning. I had an article published in the newspaper talking about the project. That kind of kick-started things, but it really started, and my biggest source of veterans has been the honor flight. I'm a volunteer and guardian for them, and I get their we fly twice a year up here, and I get their flight list, and I'll send out a letter to the guys and gals traveling and tell them what I do. So that's been my biggest source. And then of course, once it got going, it was the interview of one veteran and they tell two friends who tell two friends type of thing.
And yeah. these are mainly what, World War II veterans?
No, it started out World War II. I mean, I've done somewhere north of 500 interviews to date, and
wow.
I've focused on World War II. I've done about 350 World War II veterans, just because I focused on that group simply because the clock's ticking with that
sure.
group.
Sure,
but I interview in any and all veterans.
Yeah, you know, we talked to a group the other day. This facility with the Tug McGraw Foundation, the Tug McGraw Foundation in California. And I couldn't believe they have 105 World War II veterans living at their facility.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's the California Veterans Home, and they got 100. I couldn't believe they had 105. So we're going to go out there, and we're going to do a show, because I think it is fascinating to interview especially World War II veterans and get their take. And like you say, we're losing them every day. So the quicker we can do this, the better. But now, what do you do with this? Now, you've got this entire project now, and what do you do with this, and how can people access it?
Well, the main objective for me, I've really had two objectives with the project. The main objective was always just to get it down on permanent record, their story down on permanent record, so they and their families would always have it, never to be lost or forgotten.
Sure.
I videotaped the interview, so I put it on a DVD. And then a secondary objective with, and I'll only do it with the permission of the veteran, I'll donate a copy to their local library or museum The local university here, Colorado State University, here takes a copy. The World War II, National World War II Museum down in New Orleans, if they're a World War II veteran, I send a copy. And then, of course, the Library of Congress.
Right. Well, it's a monumental effort. I mean, what are you talking about? Over 500 stories that you've recorded now. And you've also got a book, right?
Yeah. Kind of an offshoot to that was to the project, is I took 70 stories out of the World War II section. I rewatched them, wrote an essay on each, and then bundled them into a book entitled Reflections of Our Gentle Warriors. And
cool.
Much like the project, goes, my philosophy is, we've collected all the facts and figures, but not nearly enough the personal stories. So, and I really, when I do interviews, I kind of go after the human perspective and experience, and that's kind of the same feel in the book, trying to tell the war from the human the human experience.
We're talking to Brad Hoops right here on the National Defense, and if you go to rememberandhonor.com, you can check out all the information and find out how to access all the stories. rememberandhonor.com. So give us an idea, Brad. What you talk about the human perspective. What are some of the things that you've heard, some of the things kind of stuck with you over these 500 interviews?
Oh, boy, I tell you, I think the main thing, I mean, I've lived a cushy life, and by and large, out of what veterans do. So, I mean, sure. I've had an easy life, and you think, boy, a human can only be stretched mentally and physically so far. You think
right.
that's the boundaries. Then you hear a story where, no, it stretched this much further, and then the next story that much further. I've never been able to wrap my arms around what veterans do, and I think... One thing that, once again, going back to that cushy life, I mean, I look at my life, a lot of these veterans, 17, 18, 19 years old, I look at my life back during that time period. I mean, what was my biggest worry? That, that math test on Wednesday
would
that cute girl in English ever go out with me? And then you look at the situation, some of these people were put into situations of sheer hell and an incredible responsibility. And
right.
I've never wrapped my arm around it.
Yeah, and you talk about some of these stories. I mean, I would imagine that opens up the conversations at home because, World War II veterans especially, very hesitant a lot of times to talk about themselves, talk about their service. And I'll just read a quote from your website here. This is the wife of a World War II veteran. It says, "Thank you for listening and recording my husband's story. This is something he has needed to do for a very long time. That night after the interview is the first time he has slept through the night in 60 plus years." I mean, let that sink in for a second. That's incredible. And it does, go a long way in terms of healing, I would believe, right?
Yeah. I mean, when I first started out, I thought that the people who were going to benefit from this were going to be the families who had never heard the story. A lot of them had never heard the story,
right.
Which is proven to be true. But yeah, in cases like that, I mean, that phone call, that is still seared in my brain. I very seldom talk about it without breaking out into tears about it. But
right.
Yeah, I've come to find that it's really benefited the veterans themselves. And then from the other end of the spectrum, I mean, so often a vast majority of the people I talk to about this project say, "Oh, I don't have a story. I didn't do anything."
Right.
And it bugs me to no end. But the case, I got another phone call from another spouse who said, and it was a classic case. He said he didn't have a story. He didn't want to tell it. His wife kind of pushed him into doing it. And up to the point of turning the camera on, he was, "Brad, well, I don't know why we're doing this. I don't have a story." But we did the interview, and she called me a couple weeks later, and she goes, "Brad, I just want to let you know, after we watched this interview for the last couple of days, he's walked around with his chest puffed out." And my hope is that he watched that and said, and realized, I did do something. I did have a story.
Yeah. That's what always strikes me about any veteran is the humility, and
absolutely.
Just how humble they are. And, I was just doing my duty, ma'am, that kind of a thing.
Yep.
And just some great stuff. But well, Brad, thank you for doing it. This is really a cool project. And what's the best way for people to, if they have a veteran in their family, to get you to tell their story?
Well, I'm out here in northern Colorado, and due to finances, I'm kind of trapped in this area. But I'd be more happy to talk to anybody about getting it down. I can, there's a network of us around the country that kind of do this, and I can hopefully put them in touch with them or walk them through and getting it done. But they can email me at brad.hoops@rememberandhonor.com, or all that information's on my website, which is rememberandhonor.com.
Yeah, rememberandhonor.com is the first step there. Brad, thank you so much. I appreciate the service you've put in there, and certainly a great service for history as well.
Well, I appreciate you allowing me the time to talk about something I'm very passionate about.
No, thank you. We'll talk to you soon. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
The National Defense is made possible by United Airlines, proud to employ veterans across our entire airline, by CVS and the CVS Minute Clinics, the cure for the common weight, and by SelectQuote. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and Steve McGee is our guest from Subway. Steve, how are you?
I'm fine, Randy. How are you?
Now, listen, you might detect an accent because Steve is from South Carolina, and... I just want to ask you, Steve, are you more excited to be a Subway owner or more excited that South Carolina is playing a little basketball?
Probably to be a Subway owner, to be honest with you. Not much of a basketball guy.
Yeah, boy, I tell you what, though, they did some stuff this year. You're in the right part of the country. And, you know, this is funny. So you are a former police officer, and your wife, Jill, was a second-grade teacher, right? So
yes, sir.
That automatically qualifies you to make great sandwiches.
That's what they say.
Well, what's cool about this is, and we've talked to other Subway franchisees, is that you really don't have to know anything about making sandwiches, do you? I mean, you get in there, and you're obviously a former military. What was your part of your military background?
I did 4 years in the Navy right out of high school as a damage controlman, which was a shipboard firefighter. And then when I got out, I went to college for a semester and got bored and ended up getting hired by the police department here in town. And then just transferred to 4 years in the Army National Guard as well while I was there at the police department.
Thank you for your service, first of all. And then you get into this. How'd you get into Subway then?
Well, that's a pretty good story. My wife, her family were franchisees.
Oh, okay.
And we dated for a number of years, and then we were engaged, and then we got married. And throughout that time, I was a cop, she was a teacher. And as her parents got older, they were getting ready to retire. And, you know, they'd say, we're getting ready to sell some stores. Are you interested in buying one? Oh, no. We'll see what we're going to stay with what we're doing. We're not interested.
You're right.
You know, they'd sell a store, a year go by, and then they'd hit us up again. Are you guys ready to, oh no, we're not quite ready. I think we're good with what we're doing. And then they had a store that was relatively close to our home. And my wife and I sat down one night. And we said, hey, why don't we think about this? My response was, you quit your job first.
Yeah, right.
And you do it, and I'll keep my job.
Yeah. You let me know how that goes.
Yeah. Well, it worked out great. Actually, she did.
Yeah.
And she ran the store for a year and a half, and then we got an opportunity to buy another store in another part of the state, and we did, and I was still a police officer, and we bought the second store, and then we bought the third store, and she's like, okay, that's enough. You gotta quit your job and come work with me. I can't do it by myself.
So you said I'm in.
That's right. And now you
got five Subways?
Yes, sir.
Wow, that's fantastic. All in South Carolina there.
Yes, sir.
And so how has that experience been?
Oh, it's been great. It really has. From day one, it's been a really good experience. Just so much support as a franchisee from the corporate level. Although you're a locally owned business and you own your own business, both of us, I didn't have a business degree. She had a master's in education, but it didn't really prepare you for the business world. But there's so much support from corporate and from our local DA, Ali Safi. I wouldn't say it makes it easy,
yeah.
but it certainly makes it easier.
Well, and that's what I mean about Subway. And we've talked to a lot of franchisees that are straight out of the military that either went into the franchise business immediately, or they took a while, like you guys did, and did something else entirely. And but Subway made it so easy for that to happen, and now you guys have the five Subway franchise. That's just fantastic. Steve, what's your favorite sandwich?
Right now, it's the Italian Hero. That's a great sandwich.
I love the Italian Hero. That's fantastic. And what kind of dressing do you get on that?
None, actually.
Just want it raw. Give it to me without dressing. I like it.
That's it.
That's so fantastic. Well, Steve, listen, thank you for your service. Thank you for what you're doing at Subway, and thanks for taking the time today. I really appreciate it, and good luck to you guys.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having us. We appreciate it as well.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Sam's Club is thanking those who serve with up to a $25 gift card simply for signing up. So whether you're an active or former member of the U.S. military, we invite you to join or renew your membership, where you can get thousands of dollars in instant savings, where you'll find fresh foods and unexpected treasures at low prices every day, where saving time is possible with the convenience of scan-and-go checkout. Stop by or visit samsclub.com/military for more. Thank you for your service. Join or renew today.
You love your country. You love your family. You're committed to protecting them both. SelectQuote can help you provide your family with the financial protection they need with affordable term life insurance. Your SGLI coverage often isn't enough and is terminated when you leave active duty. So go to selectquote.com/protect or call 855-493-8335 today. Available only to active duty or retired military residing in the United States.
This is the National Defense.
The National Defense is made possible by ADT Security. For over 140 years, your first line of defense.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and one of our great partners on the program is PenFed Credit Union. And these guys seem to do everything innovative in the world of banking, in the world of loans. If you're not with PenFed, you need to seriously take a look, and they got a brand new product we're going to talk about. John Kelly is with us. He's the Senior VP of Payment Products and Services for PenFed. John, how are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
Now, how long have you been with PenFed?
I've been with PenFed for 2 years, but I've been in the business for a little over 20 years.
Yeah, because you came from what, Bank of America?
I did. And so had a terrific opportunity with a great organization there, but really liked what we were doing at PenFed and the credit union movement and ultimately how we can help our members do better. So it was the right time for making a switch.
Well, and what's great about PenFed is that care that they take with veterans and active duty military. It's a perfect mix of what you guys do and what veterans need. And I'm sure you deal with that every day, right?
We do. It's who we are. It's at our core. We're so proud of our ability to support our defenders of this nation and those that support them as well, those that support everything they do every day. So both those in the military and those that support it is who we are. It's in our DNA. And the products we develop have that front and center in everything we construct.
Yeah, and you know, we're going to talk about some credit card situations today, which is good because can that be more confusing? I mean, really, when you're looking at credit cards, you know, in terms of what you get, what you don't get, how much you pay, you know, cash back, it really gets to be where you need an expert to kind of hash that out for you.
You're exactly right. And really, that's at the heart of our new PenFed Power Cash Rewards card. We listened to our members, and really what we heard loud and clear was their desire for value, transparency, simplicity.
Right.
They're looking for a product that helps them do better, but is one that they don't have to jump through hoops. It's easy to use. It's easy to get the value back. Everybody's busy, and we really want a product that fits within everybody's lifestyle. And so with that in mind, your statement is exactly right. We built this product to help them do better with really high-value rewards in a very simple, easy way.
And this card, I mean, it sounds like it's a superhero. The PenFed Power Cash Rewards Card. I mean, it almost.
I love that.
I mean, and seriously.
It is a superhero, we think, relative to those cardholders. Again, if you think of our defenders as well, the opportunity to get 2% cash back.
Wow.
Everywhere every time, no hoops, no rotating categories, really a terrific opportunity, and we're so proud of it.
Okay, so you're saying that, you know, we're talking to John Kelly, Senior VP of Payment Products for PenFed. Of course you're going to say that, but there's a group called Magnify Money. And this group is an independent organization that take a look at all the credit cards, everything that's out there, all the products. It has rated this card, the PenFed Power Cash Rewards card, best cash back credit card for the military with the highest flat cash back rate in the market. I mean, you can't get any better than that.
We're so proud of it. We've had several others, you know, cardratings.com, NerdWallet, really saying, you know, PenFed's raised the bar. They've leaped overnight with a good cash back to a best of breed.
Wow.
So we've had a terrific amount of accolades in the month we've had the product in the marketplace. Our members are responding in droves. And I think that's because, again, we built it with them in mind. They told us what mattered to them, and we constructed it that way. And I think to the Magnify Money comments and what our members are telling us directly, we've hit the mark, which obviously makes us very, very proud.
Yeah, and John, I love what you're saying about simplifying it for your members, because there have been study after study, and I was talking to somebody about this the other day. You walk into a paint store, and there are 50 million blues, or you know, so many different choices. And a lot of times in those cases, you end up just going away. You can't make a decision. So that's what's great about PenFed. All of this has been, all the research has been done. You listened to the members, you found out what they wanted, simplified it, and now it makes it easy for everybody, right?
That's exactly right. This is a competitive business. And to your point, a lot of products in the marketplace. It's a trillion-dollar industry with a lot of offers, and we really just have to get to the heart of what helps members achieve their financial goals. And I agree with you. Often it's very confusing, and we're trying to help our members understand the options, look for pitfalls, and really understand when they see all of these offers in their mailbox, really look at the fine print, understand what are the rotating categories, what are the hoops or the gotchas, understanding the fees associated, especially with rewards cards, really get to the heart of it to understand the value you're really getting versus what's on the outside of the envelope. And I think we'll stand up well there.
Yeah, I think so too, John. And, you know, we always talk about a lot of times the companies that really stand behind their products and their members. You know, I really get the sense with PenFed, okay, I sign up for the credit card, I get the Power Cash Rewards Visa signature card, and you're done with me. But that's not true with PenFed. I always get the sense that you guys are always looking for better ways. You're always looking to improve things for your membership. And you're always there to talk to members about if they have any issues with anything, right?
Absolutely. We pride ourselves on our service. Again, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for our members, and we take that to heart. Again, we're looking at a lot of, we're very excited about the Power Cash Rewards card, but we've got other products that we're looking at enhancing, travel rewards type products, secured products.
Wow.
There's a lot we're looking at, again, to continue to move the needle and help our members. But behind that, behind the scenes, doing a lot of work relative to security efforts. Fraud is important to all of us. We want to make sure we manage the security of our products, and we spend a lot of time and effort really trying to make advances there. So absolutely, we're 100% committed to supporting it, not just once you get the card, but it's through the lifetime that you're a member with us.
You know, and you talk about security, John. How is it with now, with the advancement of the chip reader? Does that go far enough in terms of security, or has that made a giant leap in terms of security?
I think it's a great step forward. I don't think we're ever job done relative to security. At least that's how we view it. EMV chip absolutely moved the needle for us, but there's a lot more to come. Again, what's happening in the payment space relative to mobile, digital, again, the technology, with all the advances it brings, it also comes with a lot of great security opportunities. Encryption, cryptograms, all of those types of devices actually are more secure than often a traditional plastic. In and of itself, the plastic can be very secure, but technology is actually helping us make it more secure, which is something we're obviously very interested in and excited about the future of security. Often people get scared. I say, don't be scared. embrace it and use a new technology to help us make it better.
Yeah, and that's another reason, though, that you need a company that's concerned about your welfare, like PenFed behind you, because you go with somebody else that you just sign up for something, you could be left hanging out there, but PenFed is not going to do that. And then the new card, this is really great, 2% cash back on everything, right? The Power Cash Rewards Visa Signature Card from PenFed, 2% on everything.
That's it. Again, we if you want more information, PenFed.org, you can go online, look at that product. We have other terrific products depending on your needs. But again, I think we've got something for everybody. We're obviously very excited. We're getting great response to the new. But hopefully everyone sees that it's not just about one product. It's the full team supporting service, technology, everything that we can do for our members. It's a large effort, and hopefully it's making the difference in particularly to our military members, their lives and what they're trying to do financially.
John Kelly, Senior VP of Payment Products and Services for PenFed. John, again, you nailed it. You nailed it. Thank you so much for coming on. And I want to have you back on. Let us know other new developments and everything, every kind of product that that PenFed comes up with. You guys are great.
We'd love to do that, and thank you for everything you do for our military. We appreciate the support.
And, I love the Minute Clinic, and I love the Minute Clinic minutes. You don't have to turn your head and cough, Jerry. This is not a physical.
These Minute Clinics, Randy, I'm telling you, remember when I got so sick?
I know, right.
In the fall. And
you get right in.
I got right in, yep. And they were on it. And I sincerely believe they saved me from it was serious to start with, but yeah. I think they kept me from dying, really.
Hey, who knows how many people we've saved through the program with Holly? Holly comes on, she does the Minute Clinic Minutes. She's an Army veteran, and she's a nurse practitioner for a Minute Clinic, and luckily she's not sick, because if she gets sick, we all go down.
Oh, yeah.
And that's it. Holly, how are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Now, listen, we're getting into the allergy season now, right?
We are, and it's kind of overlapping the sick season because we're also in a flu epidemic in a lot of the states. But you're absolutely right. We're starting to already see some pollen in some places, and some ragweed is growing in some of the states.
Now, is allergies limited? Is that just for spring, or is that winter too?
You actually can see them all year round, depending on what people are allergic to. So we do see them more in the spring, but there are things all year that can cause people to have allergies. Some people have mold allergies and tend to have them more when they're shut indoors. Some people are allergic, like I said, to the ragweed, which tends to actually be more in the fall and the winter. So it varies.
And all the symptoms are pretty much the same?
Yeah, usually you just have the itchy eyes and the nose. Tear up more than normal. You've got the post-nasal drip and the clear runny nose, scratchy throat, those types of things. Sometimes your nose goes back and forth from being stuffy to runny. And then, of course, sneezing is one of the common signs.
And the other thing that, Holly, I was surprised about is that you can develop allergies later in life.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I live in Georgia, and we have so many things that aggravate people's allergies. And I always say there are two types of people in Georgia, those that have allergies and those that are going to develop them.
Yeah, I was really surprised about that because my wife has always had allergies. And then I started getting some stuff last year and she said, you might have an allergy. I said, oh, I don't have allergies. And come to find out, I had an allergy.
Yeah, it's same with me. I never had allergies. And a couple of years ago, I'm looking at this list of symptoms we have here. I mean, my eyes always used to tear up, especially if I had to see my ex-wife. But
that's a different kind of
all these other things.
You can't take anything.
It's been
for
the
that.
Last couple of years, so what the heck?
Yeah,
yeah. And there are a lot of really simple things that you can do, like changing your clothes after being outside, kind of avoiding those triggers, vacuuming often, and not keeping stuffed animals, things like that that trap the allergens. But if you have trouble getting your allergies under control, just remember that we've got over 1,000 Minute Clinic locations in select CVS and Target pharmacies. So come and see us. But usually you can just take some over-the-counter medicines, like some Zyrtec or other types of over-the-counter antihistamines. And now they even have the nasal sprays that are over-the-counter, like the Flonase and the Nasacort. And they even have a generic. But again, if you can't get them under control, come and see us.
Yeah, and over the next few weeks, Holly's going to talk about allergies and some other things on the Minute Clinic Minutes, and we'll let you know all about that. And Holly, if you can, hang on here, because when we come back, I want to talk to you about Jerry's habits on an airplane, which are not good for anybody. We'll be right back here on the National Defense. Okay, welcome into the CVS Minute Clinic Minute. We're here with Army veteran Minute Clinic nurse practitioner Holly Kautz. Holly, tell us about allergies.
Oh, gosh. Well, we're getting into that season. And as I've mentioned to you before, you can see allergies all year round, depending on what people are allergic to. But we are starting to actually see pollen season hit in February in certain states. And so it tends to cause you to have itchy eyes and nose, more tears than normal, postnasal drip, runny nose, scratchy throat, sneezing, sometimes a stuffy nose.
Did air purifiers help at all?
Yeah, I think they can help a little bit. Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, one of the recommendations that we have is to run the air conditioner even when it's mild, because it does some of that purification of the air.
And so what can people, when they go to the Minute Clinic, what can you guys tell them if they have allergies? What do you recommend in terms of medications?
Sure. Well, we usually recommend to start with just some over-the-counter antihistamines like Claritin or Zyrtec. If they have a more severe type of allergy, then sometimes we will add some Flonase, because those two things tend to work very synergistically together, meaning that they work better together than they do alone. And we make some recommendations like not bringing the pollen in with you, so changing your clothes right away when you get home, vacuuming regularly, having a really nice vacuum with a good HEPA-rated air purifier to remove the allergens from the environment. Certainly, you can do things like covering your pillowcases with plastic when you're not sleeping. I know that's kind of drastic, but if your allergies are really bad, it might be worth it. And not having too many stuffed animals around, because those types of things trap those allergens.
Gary, get rid of your stuffed animals.
My real animals.
Get rid of your, your real animals, yeah. Thank you, Holly. We'll be back here next week with a brand new Minute Clinic Minute from CVS.
This has been the National Defense, made possible by Ford. Go further. By the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. By SelectQuote. Since 1985, we shop, you save. By Subway. Introducing the Italian hero from Subway, stacked with capicola, mortadella, and Genoa salami with oil, vinegar, and oregano. Taste the authentic flavor of the Subway Italian hero, limited time only. By PenFed Credit Union. PenFed's got great rates for everyone. By United Airlines. Proud to employ veterans across our entire airline. By CVS and the CVS Minute Clinics, the cure for the common wait. By ADT Security, for over 140 years, your first line of defense. And by Sam's Club. Sam's Club is thanking those who serve. Active and former members of the U.S. military are invited to join or renew their membership with up to a $25 gift card simply for signing up. Join or renew today. See Club for details.
So proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight.
Hey, Frankie, what you got there?
It's an Italian hero from Subway.
A lot of meat on that sandwich.
Well, yeah, Mrs. G, it's got mortadella, spicy capicola.
Capicola? Nice.
Genoa salami, oil and vinegar.
Is that Mediterranean oregano I smell?
Yeah, Mr. Antonelli.
What did I tell you? That thing is loaded.
That's a nice sandwich. You did good, Frankie. Real good.
Thanks, Al. Thanks. Everybody?
Subway has the authentic taste everyone loves. Introducing the Italian hero. It's our better Italian flavor for a better Subway. Limited time only.
Look, you can't go a week without hearing how the Ford F-150 is way ahead, leaving every other truck choking on its gravel. And when it comes to safety, the truck that leads the pack is the high-strength military-grade aluminum alloy body Ford F-150. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both of the most important safety ratings in America. First, it earned the government's highest overall safety rating, 5 stars, for all sides and all cab configurations. And now, F-150s earn the IIHS top safety pick on Super Cab and Super Crew with optional forward collision warning. It's leadership like that that's made Ford F-Series America's number one brand of trucks for 39 straight years. So let's review. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both safety ratings, once again raising the bar for what a truck should be. This is the safest Ford F-150 ever. And every other truck is history.
Government 5-star safety ratings are part of the National Highway Safety Traffic Administration's new car assessment program. Tests include driver and passenger front side and side barrier pull tests.
Sam's Club is thanking those who serve with up to a $25 gift card simply for signing up. So whether you're an active or former member of the U.S. military, we invite you to join or renew your membership, where you can get thousands of dollars in instant savings, where you'll find fresh foods and unexpected treasures at low prices every day, where saving time is possible with the convenience of scan-and-go checkout. Stop by or visit samsclub.com/military for more. Thank you for your service. Join or renew today.